This program was started back in the 1880s by a chap in the Division of Economic Ornithology. And this fellow was interested in migration of birds in the Mississippi Valley. This is where this all started, because that was where he lived. And he contacted friends of his and asked them to contribute to a program where they would be reporting the dates on which they first observed each of the species of birds in their neighborhood.
And then how were they actually reporting on this?
In the early days, they were using what was called migration schedules. It was a large piece of paper where they would write in the name of the bird and the date when they first observed it, the date when they next observed it, and the date when it became common in their neighborhood. And then there would also be a place to record when the bird was last seen that year.
How long did the program go for?
The program was terminated in 1970. It was just United States and Canada, although there were a few records that came in from Mexico, Central America, South America, West Indies.
Were there other bird programs like this out in the world?
I don't believe there was any other large cooperative program like that, none that I've ever heard of.
What brought about the end of the program in 1970? Because it sounds like you were collecting a lot of
Yeah,
information.
what happened in 1970, we realized that we had two separate programs going, one program by Audubon Society, one program by the government. And the other thing that happened was that in 1966 was when I started the North American Breeding Bird Survey Program. And we needed all of my staff to work on that program.
So this program ended in 1970. You've got over 6 million note cards, and here we are, 2009. What's been happening to those note cards? Where have they been?
They've been in storage. We've kept track of them all the time. We know they're important.
Why were they
Well,
important?
they were important because it was a historic record of the changes in bird populations, where birds occurred, when they occurred. There's no other permanent record of that magnitude for any group of birds in North America. And here we were tracking all of the North American species. So it's a unique file that was used and was still used for research workers who needed information.
Today, what can I glean from information about birds in the early 1900s?
You can compare records from one year with records from another year or another decade or even 100 years later now and
Right.
see what the changes have been.
Is that showing me changes? Is this like, are we having a climate change discussion? Is that showing me changes about from land use?
Back in those days, we weren't even thinking about climate change. But this is certainly an important application which we recognize at the present time.
Right, and so that's what you can, that's what you're hoping you can get out of having
We
these
know we want to
cards.
get that information right.
And how do you feel? So you were the last director of the program. You're the one that said, okay, this program served its time, we're done. How do you feel now seeing it sort of having somewhat of a resurgence, a new
Oh, it's very
interest?
exciting to have this information finally made public so that everybody can access it and use it.
You've been defending those note cards in the basement of the USGS for years.
That is correct.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.